thermal sound wave.
It's thermal sound waves, a natural alternative to fast food radio. We here, C-Truth, Kev Lawrence. Yeah. The show is thermal sound waves, y'all, the natural alternative. And right about this time, we got a guest that's joining us who comes to us from the film world. And he has some interesting things going on in regards to that world, from Jersey. The Jersey side of things, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you know you got to respect that.
Oh,
you got to respect that.
I respect filmmakers. But
I like that.
Easy. slow that down now.
He's early. Talk about me. Yeah, we talk about you.
Slow that down. We got New York side over here. Easy. I do respect Jersey though. Definitely do respect Jersey.
Definitely.
Absolutely. Right. So, Mr. Ray Lansky, tell us about yourself, your company, and just whereabouts in Jersey you're coming out from.
All right. Well, first of all, listen. Shout out to you for even having me on the show. All right. So I'm very appreciative of the opportunity. I'm Ray Lansky. I'm from Newark, New Jersey, and the film is called "You Gotta Respect the Legends of Hip Hop Legacy." This is the Jersey Impact Edition, and it's simply I'm just from a Jersey born perspective. Basically showing you how hip-hop has made an impact in Jersey and how Jersey has made an impact on hip-hop. So it shows the results from the influence. And it shows the results, the influence into artists like Naughty by Nature, Redman, Lords of the Underground, Joe Button, Rod Digger, the list goes on, you know? And, you know, that's basically... Can you hear me?
Yeah, we need you to stay put. You sound like you're trying to parallel parking. I don't think you're good at parallel parking right now.
No, it was little Bluetooth error. Little Bluetooth error.
Yeah, you dropped out a little bit there after Rod Digger.
He's trying to blame the Bluetooth. Right. You know that was in parallel parking. Right. You can't parallel park. Don't be lying, son. I ain't respected that.
And the list goes on. Yeah, so originally this documentary was recorded 2006 until 2010. Putting the time capsule, I was advised to let time give it value opposed to just putting it out, because that was around the DVD era. You know, I was a big fan of Smack DVDs and Cocaine City and documentaries, and so you know that era influenced this action.
Gotcha. Now, do you have peoples in there like Double X Posse?
You know what?
What about
part two?
Artifacts.
Part two. Artifacts is on there. Rest in peace, Tane.
Yes.
Double X Posse is for part three, actually.
Okay.
But you will see the preview on part two.
Okay.
Oh, that's
Poor Righteous Teachers.
We're working on it. We're working on it right now, as we speak. All
right. That's trend, son. That's trend.
Teddy Ted. Special K.
They're there. Awesome Two.
Awesome
Two was on part two and three.
Okay. All right.
He had to make sure you give you that Jersey check to make sure. Yeah.
I had to make sure you had some of the peoples in there, because, you know, they're instrumental.
Absolutely. Big shout outs to the Awesome Two, Special K, Teddy Ted, and big shout out to the Hackensack Brewery. They showed the project mad love. So shout out to Mike Jones.
So what made you want to start this documentary, though?
Why
is it that important?
Because I didn't think, Jersey, even though Jersey made an impact, is certain gaps that's missing. Like, our originality isn't recognized to a certain level. Like, you know, we're always a shadow behind New York. You know, we love New York, and we're similarities because we're so close, but it's still... We still have our own identity in hip hop, and first of all, I'm a hip hop head. You know, I was damn near born into it. You know, since a kid, like a baby, probably like 4 or 5 years old, listening to hip hop. You know, and you know, again, you know, you go places, and you know, outside of Jersey, and it'll still be that, like, they'll give LA, they'll give Texas, you know, and then they say Jersey, but they like, you know, I'm like, nah, somebody gotta speak up. You know, and that influenced it pretty much. That pretty much influenced it.
Absolutely.
Now, speaking of Jersey with the hip hop, are you also implementing in your project the soulful house music?
Yes. Not in this particular edition, but we're actually setting up for that, because that music, house music, represents Jersey culture pretty much stronger than hip hop. So at some point,
I want to make sure. Hold on, I want to make sure I give a big shout out to Illinois for the warehouse music, which is house music too. But in addition to that, when it hit Jersey, it hit different, and I think that deals with the church. Because, you know, you got Whitney Houston and them, and just a lot of people coming out of there.
And then you had groups like Foundation that had that mixture of the two, the gospel and the house.
Right. That goes heavy. And that's just a different, maybe you could say a subgenre, but it's its own thing.
Yeah.
And like you just mentioned, you can't see Jersey without saying soulful house music.
Right. Yeah. It's like I said, the club house music. It represents the Jersey culture, like it separates. Actually, we have an artist by the name of 151 Unicorn, Kurt Cobain. He mixes hip hop with house music, and he's the first one to do it. Strictly house hip hop music. You know,
did he perform at the 211 thing at Lincoln Park last year?
I believe actually, you know what, he was, because it's actually he's also
great performance. It was a great performance.
Well, Ray, let me ask you this real quick about him.
Okay,
is what he does different than what artists like Doug Lazy were doing? Because Doug Lazy was mixing hip hop and house music as well as on the artist side.
In this era, you know, that's how he stood out from the rest.
Okay, so you're talking about now.
Right now, yes.
Gotcha.
You know, and also, besides him, you see the influence in people's music, like Beyonce, Drake, the list goes on. You know, you can hear that influence, like that club influence. You know, Swiss, some of his productions has his club influences, such as the one he did for Whitney. So, you know.
Now, is this this documentary on Jersey hip hop, is this your first major project, or did you have other things before this?
I did, but I'm be honest, I gotta call it the first major for me. Honestly, I gotta call it the first major.
Right.
Just the history, just how it was built, the time, the patience. So, and I gotta call it the first major.
Who are some of the people that came out of New Jersey that are prominent people that many people don't know about, other than you hear Naughty by Nature,
Queen Latifah,
you know, yeah, stuff like that. Red Who are Man. Some of the prominent people that made an impact on this world?
Okay, so I have some right now that's really going to shock you. It's a group called Royal Flush. Now, however, I'm not talking about Royal Flush from Queens. Shout out to Royal Flush and Mike Geronimo. It's a group called Royal Flush. Some of them are from Trenton. They're definitely from that side of Jersey. However, they actually blew up in Texas opposed to Jersey, because they were signed by Jay Prince. They were actually bigger than Ghetto Boys before Ghetto Boys blew up. And one of them, I forgot his name, he beat Willie D in a rap battle.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Royal Flush.
Yeah, they sound like a Fifth Ward Run DMC. I swear to God, they were going in. Yeah, they were going in like nobody really wanted with them, and they were signed by Jay Prince.
Wow!
So they were actually the first big group on Rap-A-Lot before Ghetto Boys.
Okay, and who else? Give us another one. Give us one more.
One more. Which era?
Doesn't matter. Anyone.
It could be music or not
right
even
now?
Music.
Oh, right now? Oh, I'm going to tell you something right now. Remember I said this. Whatever today's date is, the problem of New Jersey, notice I said problem, the lyrical problem of New Jersey is Jay Wonder. I promise you.
Okay.
It's Jay Wonder. Listen, Jay Wonder, I'm telling you.
Okay.
He's one step away from taking over the world.
Gotcha. Well, we need him on here. Yeah. We need to get him on here. Yeah.
And shout out to Pops from AKA Big Fella, because he does a lot of work with 211 Media Group and helping out with Lincoln Park and helping out with the congressman, Dupree Kelly.
Yeah, which is Pops actually like a hip-hop artist from the Emory and Newark.
Yeah,
Pops like the Emory and Newark.
Yeah, that guy, he's like, he's like the nucleus. He's like
exactly, exactly.
Shout out to him, man. And shout out to Linda Hicks as well, too.
Yes. And LaShawn Daniel Drew doing her thing.
Yes.
With her dogs, slanging them dogs.
The original hot dog factory.
Exactly, exactly.
In Voorhees, New Jersey.
Big ups to her. Now, Ray, where do you want to see this go? Like, what are your visions for this?
All right, so for one, the vision is for everybody that loves this genre of hip-hop that's being presented to see it. Like, I wanted to land in the right eyes and ears, you know, first and foremost, you know, more people to actually see where I'm going with it, as far as things that we miss, you know, certain things that weren't recognized on a certain level. And, you know, I feel that I have the creativity to present it in a way that can be felt and cherished.
Gotcha, gotcha. And where can
people... most importantly, respected.
No question.
Is this independent film festivals or stuff too?
So we have a screening at the Cityplex Theater for the New York International Film Festival. Back in September, not even a year ago, we took home for Best Documentary. You know, thanks to the Most High.
Nice.
Thank you.
Nice.
Thanks to the Most High. You know, we took it home and you know, we're back. We're basically trying to KD this thing, meaning like keeping it back to back. You see how King's Disease is back to back to back? That's expect that for you. You got to respect. You just want to just keep it going.
Right. Now, for those who won't be able to make that date, where can they get information on where it's going to be next or where they can see the documentary?
All right. So first and foremost, follow You Gotta Respect on Instagram. Also, it links you to the actual website, YouGottaRespect.com. That's, YouGottaRespect.com with a U, not a Y-O-U-U. You gotta, G-O-T-T-A, respect.com. And stay tuned with the updates because we do have pop-up screenings that will be popping up this summer. However, we're also close to having it on a platform, whereas you can see it from the comfort of your own home. Fellas, just to let you know, I can't accommodate where you can see it so you can feel what I'm explaining in this conversation. So you see why I won Best Documentary.
No, one thing, we got to definitely give a big shout out to the whole state of New Jersey, because New Jersey always has lots of video music box. You know, when us and Uncle Ralph and Dan's go through there, it's always big love for us over there. And New Jersey has one of the great producers that people overlook, and that's KG from Naughty by Nature. KG, he is responsible for a lot of things. A lot of music came his way. Didn't Next come his way also?
Next, Coffee Brown.
Coffee Brown.
Coffee Brown.
Jahane. Yeah.
He also produced for, like, outside of his camp. You know, he produced for, like,
The Rascals.
Destiny and Child. The Rascals were a group also. Shout out to Fame. Also, shout out to the whole Ill Town movement. Like, they put it down, you know. But KG, be
he
honest.
He's so overlooked. Hip hop, well, R&B, he goes back and forth with it easily.
See, and guess what? It correlates with what I'm doing, because guess what? KG will be on part three. And tell you the truth, KG helped me get this started. I'm be honest. KG from Naughty by Nature helped me get this project started, and I ran with it.
No question.
Straight up. Big up to KG on here.
Yeah, we need to get him on here too. KG, Jay Wonder, we need you to help us on that, Ray.
Yes.
Unicorn. We got a unicorn.
I can definitely make that happen. You know, I just seen Jay Wonder yesterday. So I can definitely make that happen.
No question. Well, listen, man, we thank you for taking time out and joining us on the program. I know you're in between things and moving around. So definitely appreciate you taking some time, and make sure you go out there and support that. You know what I'm saying? That documentary coming real, real soon to a spot near you, to a theater near you, to a festival near you, and to your home where you're at.
Exactly. So we're currently setting up part three, which will feature the vintage interviews of KG. So,
nice.
Which was actually the first one. So, and like, again, I want to shout out, first of all, shout out to the Most High, you know, for even allowing me to, you know, put this in a situation, you know. Much love to everybody that supported the project. Much love to, you know, Thermal Soundwaves Radio, C-Truth, Kev Lawrence, And listen, man, you know, this is a dream come true for me because I was a kid watching Video Music Box. You get what I'm saying? Yes, so, sir. You know, I was a little kid seeing Coogi rap video before everybody, before my hood, you know? So, Roads to Riches, I never forget that. So,
yeah. You know, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Now you're doing it. So congratulations to you and your staff.
Appreciate it.
And get a better Bluetooth, son. Nah, get a better Bluetooth. And work on your parallel parking. Go work on your parallel parking.
Definitely.
Should be ashamed of yourself. City guy that can't parallel park properly. Be ashamed of yourself.
All right, Ray.
Listen, have a great one.
Yes, all right, sir. Take care.
Yes.
Pops.
Peace. It's Thermal Sound Waves, the natural alternative to fast food radio. We're here. C-Truth, Kev Lawrence.
Thermal Sound Wave.